Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that God has just forgotten all about us. And we done went to him so many times. We done made so many petitions. We done begged him. We done pleaded. We done cried. We done did all manner of things just to try to get his attention, to get him to do what we want him to do at that moment or even at that time. It's so many times inside of our lives that we get so discombobulated in our thoughts and even in our minds because of a thing that we cannot see or something that we cannot hear. And we have a tendency of simply forgetting just who God is. If you're having me to tell y'all for the last few Sundays of who he is and trying to remind you of just what that he can do. And so many times inside of our lives that we get so distracted with the cares of this world and this life, and we get so concerned about this stuff as to have a tendency of consuming us or putting us inside of a place where we cannot even think straight. We can't even talk straight. We do not even know how to act straight. It's so many times inside of our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that it just is not going to get any better because of what we see or even what we hear. So what we see and what we hear have a tendency of simply blinding us from seeing our future. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper, red pens, and I want you to write down any and everything that has caused you to be discombobulated in your mind and even in your heart, because I want you to remember just who God is. We keep forgetting. We keep disregarding it and not being mindful that he is the one to hold all power in his hand. I want y'all to write down all these things. I want y'all to tell God what's on your mind, what's on your heart. These things that have a tendency of troubling you or even burdening you, all because you've been in it for so long and you ain't or even think that you got no way of escape because it has not yet happened. I want y'all to write down all this stuff. I don't want y'all to hold this stuff down in the inside of your heart. I don't want you to suppress it. I don't want you to put it in your treasure chest. I don't want you to dwell on it. I don't want you to do any of those things. This is the reason and the purpose why you got yellow sheets of paper and red pens, so that you can simply let it go. By letting it go, that means you got to release it. And to release it, that means you got to simply forget about it, knowing, believing, and trusting that all power is in the hands of the Lord and that he cannot lie. So if he said he was going to do something, change something, rearrange something, fix something, or even stop something, you got to stand on that word and knowing it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you first of all thanking you, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness, your mercies, and your grace. We thank you for saving, sanctifying, and filling with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. But most of all, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, and for the blood. Because if it wasn't for the blood, Lord, I don't know what we would do or where we would be. But we come to you on today, God, and we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for even giving us a mind to even want to come in your sanctuary, to be in your presence, God, as you have already given us access to approach you. Oh, God, we just want to thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your covering, for your peace, and even for your hope, God. And even in the midst of it all, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch your people on today. Touch us right now, Father God, from the top of our head to the very sole of our feet. Allow your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan to be done, God. Touch the hearts of your people, God, that it may stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things as your word go forth, Father God, with power. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father, you don't go shutting it like I see ya. Oh, God, that you would break up the fallow ground even inside of the heart and remove the hardness of the heart, God, that we would not disregard it, that we would simply accept what the Spirit is saying to the church, Lord, because it is your name, don't go see. It's not by power or by might, but your Spirit, Father. It's not nothing that we are doing on our own, Father God. It's not all because of this and because of that, Father God, but it's simply because of a purpose that you have already designed and predestined for each and every last one of us individually. I'm asking you to cover us on today, Father God, and even comfort us, Father God, even in the midst of despair, even grief. whatever it may be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your people know without a shadow of a doubt that you are there. Let them know, Father God, that you are the one to hold all power in your hand, God. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that nothing happens by chance, and there is absolutely no coincidences, Lord, but that it was predestined even before we came into existence or formed in the very bowels of our mama's belly. Oh God, I'm asking you to comfort your people on today, Father God, even as they release and write these things down, Lord, with assurance and faith, and knowing, Father God, that you're going to handle it and fix it, because there's absolutely nothing that is impossible with you. Your hands are not slack and neither are they short, Father God. Our problems to you, God, is as a drop in a bucket. It's just a small thing and an empty local seed. It don't even exist, Lord. Oh, God, help your people on today, Father God, to know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are real. Manifest yourself amongst your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That they will not be stagnated nor hindered, Father God, by that spirit of doubt. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, because I know that you can, you will, you delight in doing so. I know, God, that you did not conceive. Help your people to know and realize, Father God, that you don't conceive. Oh, God, you know each and every last one of us. You named us by Hidio Kosiya, Dido Mahasiya. You know what we need and even what we don't need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, just Hidio Kosiya, Kosiya. To circumcise our hearts on today, God. Renew the right spirit inside of us on today, God. Comfort us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because we calling on your name, Lord. Because we know that your name is powerful, and that's why you sent your son, Jesus. Oh, God, that these things may take place in our lives. I'm asking you to go before us, Father God. Go before us on today, Father God. He called it, oh, Baba, I should it, oh, go see ya. Oh, God, do it, Lord. Do it right now, God. Do it right now, Father God. Let us not be distracted, Lord. Let us not be so consumed on today, Father God, worrying about who here, who ain't, what they doing, how they doing it, when they doing it, God. But let us concentrate on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it over, it because we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are concerned about us. So, Lord, we're casting our cares at your feet right now. We give you every worry, every problem, every concern, every fear, and even every tear. We are giving you all that doubt, Father God, in your koshande, like I see, and needed over my heart, seeing everything negative that we have even thought or even spoken out of our mouth, God. We're giving you all these things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we're casting it at your feet, Lord. Because we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you have the Akasia, the Lokosia. Any and everything that's contrary to your word, Father God, he called it a Lokosia. You put it under your feet. Oh, God, you put it all under captivity, Lord, that we may not be in a place of being captive. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to accept your word. Give us a heart of acceptance, Father God. He called it a Lokosia, the Akasia. Oh, God, that we won't be wavering, that we won't be tossed, that we won't be so easily moved. Stabilize and establish your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be well constructed and like I see. That your glory will be revealed, God. Oh, God, he called it in local Shia. Oh, God, we lift you up right now, God. We dare not exalt anything or anybody higher than you. And if by chance we have, we're pulling it down right now, God. Any crown we ever worn, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we lay it down at your feet. Oh, God, that thing that's so heavy laden on us, Lord, we lay it at your feet. That burden that we bear, God, when you say we don't go see, we don't have to carry it. Because you are our burden bearer. We give it all to you right now. That thing that's a strain on our brain, Father God. We coming to you and we're discussing it with you. We conversating about it. Oh God, we releasing it all today, God. Because we know, Father God, you are the only one that can take care of that thing. You're the only one, Father God, that can put that thing in the right perspective, God. We knew, God. So we're giving it to you right now, God. We giving you that problem in that hill, go shut me in, like I see that thing that trouble us, God. Even in the wee hours of the night, we giving it to you right now, God, because we know you are great. You are greater than it all, God. There's nobody that is greater than you. There's not one that you go see that can stand before you. Now, then, and even to come, there's nobody that can compare. And absolutely nobody that is equal to your God. For you are all sovereign. You are all powerful. You are almighty. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You, God, is the Alpha and the Omega. You, God, is the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher. You are the one who goes under the Nakasia. The great creator. The one that spoke a thing into existence. You, God, almighty. It is you, God. Oh, my mind, and it uncle, son, and it uncle, see. So we let me, uncle, shun it, and my heart, shun it, like I see. Oh, God, so we let me, uncle, shun it, and my heart, shun it, uncle, see. Oh, God, so we reverence you, God. We reverence you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We reverence you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are worthy of it. You are worthy of it, God. He called it in it, shutting it like I see you. You are worthy of it, God. He called my mind in it, shutting it, see. Oh, God, you are worthy of it. We be there, be your go see. Oh, God, we done cheated you so much. We done cheated you so much, and we don't give you what is due you. But we want to do it right now. Right now, God. Because you are worthy of it, God. And you deserve it. Oh, mama, nidiloko, shut nidiloko. You sacrifice yourself for us, God, that we may be free. You look upon us, and the reason why you did it is love. You reasoned with yourself, God, about us. Oh, God. And we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Because you are so worthy. You are so worthy. Oh, Lord, he called my man, Augustine. You are so worthy. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. And so many times that we really forget who holds all power in their hand. We allow too much to consume us. We allow too much to consume us. Do y'all know why Jesus was born? He was born that we may be free from all this stuff. Because he knew what we was going to go through. He knew the challenges we was going to have to face. He knew the troubles that was going to try to trouble us. He knew all these things. But what he wanted us to know is that he got it all in control. He got it all in control. The Lord woke me up this morning at 2:55. And when he woke me up at 2:55, I just was laying there. I just started looking around. In the midst of me looking around, I got to pondering and thinking about things that God has proven that he is capable. So, in the midst of me laying there, I say, I could sleep for a couple more hours. I turned over, laid there for, then I opened my eyes again and looked at the clock. It was only 5 minutes. Yeah, I said, okay, I'm gonna try it again. Turned over on my other side. And then I got real uncomfortable and I had to use the bathroom. I said, oh, it's over. So I got up. And in the midst of me getting up, I started walking to the back of the house. As I start walking to the back of the house, the Lord started giving me an instant replay of stuff. And this is what he said. He said, I justified it all. Just like that. And when he said that, I began to cry. He said, see, do you remember when they said this? And they said that, and they lied about this, and they lied about that, and they done this, and they done that. He said, I justified you. I said, justified? I said, Lord. He said, you didn't have to say anything. You didn't have to defend yourself. He said, because I already justified. Just because sometimes you just got to be quiet and let people talk. You heard what I say? Good. Let them talk. Sometimes we do not need to explain ourselves. Let me rephrase that. All the time and not never do we need to explain ourselves. You want me to tell you what troubles us the most? When we start thinking and believing we owe an explanation. That troubles our thoughts. It troubles us when we thinking about what I'm going to say if they say this or if I see them. Because all these troubles will lead us to lying, to manipulating. I was on the phone yesterday listening to a conversation. And I text, and this is what I said. Just tell the truth about it all. That's when the healing starts taking place. See, we be ashamed, embarrassed, afraid of what people gonna say or even how they look at us. We be so concerned in our thoughts that We don't realize that Jesus was born and justified it all for us. That we won't have to go to that place. I'm going to prove it to y'all today. We don't have to walk around here messed up. We ain't got to walk around here in fear or doubt. Because he justified it all for us. When he allowed Jesus to be born, that was it and that was all. But we don't utilize that. We don't allow ourselves to walk in the liberty, which is freedom. We don't do it. The name of the sermon today is Justice of Peace. Not justice of the peace. Mm-mm. Justice of peace. I said, Lord, you don't want me to say the justice of the peace? He said, no. That thug ain't got nothing to do with me. He said, I said, Lord, that don't sound right. He said, yes, it do. You lean into your own understanding. He said, justice of peace. I say justice of peace. I didn't say justice of the peace. Because the look up what the mean. Come on, somebody. Look up the word the. T-H-E. He blew me. He say the ain't got nothing to do with me. What it mean? Oh, soon. Say this. What the mean?
Denoting one or more peoples or things I already mentioned or assumed to be common knowledge.
Leaning to your own understanding. He said, the ain't got nothing to do with me. He said, I did not tell you the title of the sermon was going to be Justice of the Peace. I said, Justice of Peace. I don't want nobody assuming. I don't want nobody leaning to their own understanding. I don't want nobody thinking this or thinking that. They ain't even got to the end yet. But I don't want them to get to thinking about the end when they right here in the current. They done already got past the beginning of it now. It's a process. Say it's a process. It's a process. It's a process. So I can. He say, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I said, okay, Lord. Justice of peace. And then he said, put an explanation point at the end. What is justice? The quality of being just, impartial, or fair. It's conformity to truth, fact, or reason, as in correctness or righteousness. What is justice? It's lack of favoritism toward one side or another. It's a public official having authority to decide. What is justice? God. Because he's the one with the authority. He ain't got no favoritism or no respect of person. And he's going to judge you justly. And let me tell you how he's going to be extra fair. Because if he gave all of us the correction that we needed, or what was due us because of our error, our sin, or baby, would none of us be here? We'll all be dead. So he sent Jesus. Listen, what is peace? It's a state of tranquility or quiet. It's freedom from civil disturbances, meaning the cares of this world and this life. It's freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. How can I have peace in my thoughts and my emotions when this just happened? Or they just did that? Or don't you know even in death he'll give you peace? Somebody close to you you love the most die, he'll give you peace even in that. Did y'all hear what I say? If somebody tragically get hurt or do something, don't you know you'll have peace in all Jesus. I gotta prove it. Because I'm getting ahead of myself. Romans. Let's go to the book of Romans. Chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Because I'm telling y'all, it's here for us. It's here for us and it's available. But we don't want to use it because of what we see and because of what we hear. We do not want to embrace it or keep it or hold on to it. We don't want to do any of these things because of what we see, what we hear, what we believe, what we think, what it should be or what it shouldn't be, how it could be or how it couldn't be, or the what if if it's cousins or what. No. He said justice of peace. Justice of peace. So he ain't finna have no favoritism. He gonna be fair. And even in being fair, he's going to show his mercies and his grace, because what we really deserve, he... Romans chapter 5. Therefore, starting from the top, being justified, there you go, Amy. What is justified? It's being what is called for by accepted standards of right and wrong. Is to be an acceptable reason for. So, think about this. An acceptable reason for. God allowed Jesus to be born to bear all our sins, our transgressions, our iniquity, to be bruised, to be beat, to be crucified and lied on, to be all these things. It was an acceptable reason for that. Logically speaking, was it? He sent his son down here for us to kill him, all because of our wrongs, our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities. Was that an acceptable reason? No. Logically speaking, it wasn't. Y'all want to know what the acceptable reason was? Because he loved us. All because he loved us. Even in spite of their sin, their transgressions and their iniquities, I love them so much, I'm going to lift it up off of them and put it on you. That was an acceptable reason. He justified it all just for us. Just for us. Move. He did it just for us. He did it that we may be able to recognize how much he loved us so that we can be free from condemnation. He did it so that we may be able to recognize and understand the magnitude of his love, that no matter what, I still love you. Let's go a little farther. Therefore, being justified by faith. Now, the only way that you can understand or even believe that you are justified, you got to have some faith. Because if you don't, this is what you're going to tell yourself. Oh, God don't love me like he loves you. I ain't this. And I ain't that. And look at me, I'm ugly. And look at that. See, I told y'all what peace was, right? Justice of peace. See, you can have peace in your mind or your emotions if you don't activate the faith to believe that you was justified when Jesus was born and then died and then resurrected. Let me show you. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace. We have peace. I told y'all what peace is. With God through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I done explained all this already. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus already died for me and I'm justified. So even though I know that I am a wretch undone and that I am a sinner, he justified me. And therefore, I can be stable in my mind and my thoughts and not condemn myself and be convicted and turn from that sin. I ain't got to keep doing it. So I got some peace in my heart. I got some peace in my mind. So it don't matter what you say. It don't matter how much people... Here you go. Bring your past up. See, because people try to whoop you with your past. They'll try to beat you down. Baby, they'll bury you with your past. They'll put you already under the dirt with your past. Because the devil knows that our past mistakes in our past will hinder us from entering into our future if we don't believe that Jesus justified us by his blood. So I got to make sure that they still in that place of doubt. So I'm going to send this person to say this. And I'm going to send this person to say that. And then I'm going to allow this to happen. And I'm going to, because remember, he's the prince of the air. Now the Lord said and told me that this was going to happen. And then, but then something, a monkey wrench is thrown in there, baby. And then you get to figure out, oh, it ain't happened yet. Or I thought it was. Or it started and then it stopped. And then, see, he wants you to be in a place of instability in your thoughts and even in your mind. So you won't believe that you are free from the bondage of lack. He wants you to think that you lack. He wants you to think that you ain't loved. He wants you to think that you can't have and you can't do this, or you're not worthy to do this, or I'm not good enough, or I'll never do. He wants you to be inside of that place. But Jesus, because he was born, he justified all that. But we do not allow ourselves to go and I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me go a little further. Therefore, being justified by faith, only by faith. Because if you don't believe in Jesus and what he did for you, then you will not believe that you're walking in freedom. You can't walk in freedom, especially in your thoughts and in your mind. Listen to this. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access. What is access? Permission, freedom, liberty, or ability to enter, ability to approach, or to pass to and from a place, or approach, or to communicate with a person or a thing. How many times I told y'all we got access? See, you could go to God and you could talk to him about any and every. I wouldn't give a rest to tell him what it is. You can outpour, you can release, you can let it go. Just be real about it. If you mad, tell me you're mad. If you sad, if you disgusted or frustrated, you got access. Listen, therefore being justified by faith. See, Jesus stood in the gap for us. We believe that he stood in the gap for us. And therefore, we have peace with who? God, our creator, through who? His son, Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access, what? By faith. If you don't think that you is qualified or able to go to Jesus, then guess what? You can't. Because it's all, it keeps saying by faith. By also, we have, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, something that we don't deserve, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So my faith have allowed me not to know that I'm free, but it allowed me to know that I got access, that I could go to God and communicate with him. I could outpour and let him know. And that is going to allow me to be able to stand firm and be happy, because I know it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And what is coming? Whatever you, coming to America. Whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to say, however you want me to do, it's coming. And not only so, but we glory even in troubles. What it say? Tribulation also. Those are those troubles. I may not be happy about it, but I'm going to glorify God while I'm in it. Why? Because I know I got the victory. I believe that Jesus was justified me. I believe he justified me from being in bondage. So I'm going to glorify him, what say, in advance. Even in the midst of my trouble. Even in the midst of my doubt. Even in the midst of my pain. I don't care what the doctor say. I'm going to start shouting and glorifying. Because Jesus justified me in that doctor's report. Why? He said, because by my stripes you are healed. And by faith, because I believe that I'm going to stand and I'm going to rejoice. I know that I'm healed. I'm not going to be condemned or even convicted or convinced of what that doctor said. Because Jesus justified it. They can't give me a death sentence or a death warrant when he said, I put death under my feet. I shall live and shall not die. I don't care what it say. I don't care what it look like. Because I was justified. So I'm not going to be troubled in my tribulation when people come up against me. Lying, cheating, steal. Try to recruit, what is it? Heresy. Okay. I'm not gonna be troubled when my children or grandchildren or my husband or my wife, and I'm speaking in general, all this stuff is trying to, I'm not gonna be troubled by that stuff. Because he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. There it is. Jesus again. Jesus again. And so I got access. I'm going to prove to y'all about the access too. Listen. By whom also we have access by faith, you got to believe, into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. So I ain't going to be anxious for nothing. While I've been in this situation for years and I'm waiting, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to be content and I'm going to wait on the Lord. I say again, wait. So I'm going to wait. I may be tired of waiting, Lord, and I'm going to tell you I'm tired of waiting, but whatever your will is, because I got access to go and communicate with him. I got access to let him know. Even though he already know, he wants us to come to him, what he say? Boldly. So not only do I got access, he want me to come to him and be real. He want me to come to him and be honest and true. That's what he want me to do. And patience, experience. So in the midst of me being patient and going through this, I'm experiencing something that I may what? Be able to learn. And in the midst of me learning, I got something to hope for because I done learned my lesson. So I'm hoping by my faith that this too shall pass. And hope maketh not ashamed. So I'm not going to be ashamed in that thing. Embarrassed, fearful, or doubtful. Because the love, there it is, I said it in the beginning. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So this is the justice of peace. Y'all still don't get it. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9. Listen to this. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. So he gonna carry your worries. He gonna carry your troubles. He care enough for you until he sent his son that he may be able to be a burden bearer for each and every last one of us. So you ain't got to walk around and carry that burden on your own. You ain't got to carry that thing because it's too heavy. That's why your back hurting. Lift up the load. Lift up the load and give it to the Lord. You ain't got to carry that thing in your mind and in your thoughts because he says that I'm a counselor. I'm wondering. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. Listen to this. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, meaning the world, y'all, and his name shall be called what? Wonderful. And what is wonderful? It's unusually good. It's something marvelous. It's astonishing, or a very best kind. It's the very best kind. So I know without a shadow of a doubt that he is going to be wonderful to me. So I know if he's wonderful and he's looking upon me and making my life wonderful, I'm going to have that peace inside of my mind because he justified when he was born. They talked about my justification way before he became in existence in the womb of a virgin. They talked about my justification. Yours and yours and yours. He justified it all. So you should have peace in that. Not only is he wonderful, this is what it said. He said, for us, for unto us a child is born. Unto us, for us, y'all, a son is given. And the government, which is the world, shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful. And then it say, comma. So he's not just wonderful. The Bible says counselor. And what is a counselor? Someone who gives advice about rights and obligations and wrongs. So I can even go to him and talk to him, and he's going to counsel me. He's going to counsel me. He's going to let me know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and when not to do it. He's going to tell me to be still, stop, go, yield, or either duck and roll. He's going to let me know because he's my counselor. He's going to give me the advice I need. He said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'll direct your path. So I ain't got to worry about if I'm making a wrong turn when he say make this turn, because he's my counselor. He's the one that's going to direct me. He's not just wonderful and unusually great, but he's my counselor. This is what the Bible say. And then comma, it says, the mighty God. What is mighty? Having great power or influence. See, God got a way of getting your attention, baby. You can even believe him or you can make him show you. Did you hear what I say? Because he has great power. He's unusually large as in a great degree. He's accomplished or characterized by greatness or imposing in size or extent. Meaning he's infinity, baby. The Bible says that the earth is his footstool. That's a big old God. He hold all the seeds in the palm of his hand. You tell me how big that palm is. So he's mighty. His hands is not slacking, neither are they short. Not only is he wonderful and a great advisor, he's got all the power in his hand, and he's so big and so great, I ain't got to worry about this not happening or that not happening or this not stopping or this can't be. So I got my peace. Because I got my insurance and my faith in who? God. And it is of a guarantee because I got it through who? The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Then it say he's the everlasting Father. And what is the Father? It's the first person of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. It's as being worshipped as the creator and ruler of the universe. It's one that originates or constitutes, institutes. It's to be the founder, producer, or author of. It's to accept responsibility for. It's to care for or look after someone. Now he's all this. I know he's my Father because he keeps telling me, come to me and don't be troubled about it. Let me know what's going on with you. Let not your heart be troubled. Just believe in me. He said, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. He said, come all ye that labor and are heavy laden. So you tell me that ain't a Father. He says, I care for you. I'm going to make sure you have everything that you need. You ain't got to worry about that. He said, because if I close the grass, what make you think I ain't going to make sure that you ain't got rags on you? If I, he said, come, you got to know who I am for you. You got to have enough faith in knowing who I am for you. You can't go by my faith. I can tell you to help to give you a boost of your faith, but you got to believe God for your own self, for your own situation, for your own marriage, for your own children, for your own provision, for your own life. Individually. Now I can touch and agree and believe for you, and it may activate it a little bit quicker. But you gotta have it for your own self. You gotta know without a shadow of a doubt. I ain't got to go to no doctor and get no medicine as no psychiatrist or psychologist. Ask somebody. Ask me. Because he regulates my mind. His mind regulates. You got to know and believe these things for your own self. Not because of what somebody else has told you or what he said. Experience. What did you experience? That you know that he is your peace. Even in the midst of the discrepancies going on in your mind. I'm safe. Let me change this right quick. Devil don't want this word to go forward, y'all. That ain't the devil. Them batteries just died. Yeah, but I just put them in too. How about that? We got to know that he's our everlasting Father. Then it's another comma, and then it says, the Prince of Peace. What is a prince? It's the ruler of a principality, means a territory, and what is it? The universe, or a state. It's a person of rank, power, or influence in a particular field. Now, if he is a great creator, don't you know that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? So you already know that he got influence on any and everything, but he just wants us to freely understand what freedom is. We got to know this thing within our own selves. He said the Prince of Peace. What is peace? I'm not going to allow my mind, my thoughts, or my mentality to be unstable, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that when Jesus was born for me, he was born for a purpose. And what was that purpose? That I may be free. Free from what? It all. That's what my assurance is. I don't know how many times people say, oh, Pastor, what that happened? You ain't such. And Pastor, how you had to peace? Because my assurance rests in God. I don't give a rat's tail what it look like. I may even comment on what it look like. But it's what I believe in the inside of me. Because I know he's able and capable. I know that for myself. You got to know it for you. How do I know that? Through experience. In the midst of my experience, I had to do what? Be patient. We be so anxious for things to go. Oh, I wish this hurry up. Oh, I'm tired of waiting. Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, and then we get weary and then we turn. Don't you know you ain't doing nothing but extending the way? That's all you're doing. You say you're tired, you ain't tired. You want to wait a little longer? Go ahead. I don't want to wait no more. Verse 7. In closing. Of the increase. I'm going to start from the top. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government, which is the world, shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, meaning something is going to increase. If you talk about his kingdom, y'all, that's increasing down and inside of you. And peace, there shall be no end. So it don't matter what you're going through or how you're going through or how long you've been going through. It ain't going to be no ending of that peace. That means infinity. That means everlasting. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to what? Order it. So to order something is to command it. It's to put into a particular arrangement. See, did I say it's a process? A couple times already, didn't I? See, it's a process. It's some things that need to be arranged. The Lord said, I got to align some things in the mind. He got to align some things. When you align some things, that's the only way it can go into the proper order. We could all be in order right here. Starting from A and B and C and D. But is it aligned right? He said the alignment. That's what he just said to me. He said that this morning. He just said that a second ago. He said alignment. Order. To put in a particular arrangement. To request the doing of by virtue of one's right of authority. If he order it, it's authoritized. Listen to this. A statement of what to do that must be obeyed by those concerned. A group of persons formally joined together for some common entrance. Order, y'all. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. That's an alignment. God has got an order. He wants things to be in order. And sometimes when things get out of alignment, he have to make us wait and teach us to have patience through that experience that we may be able to stay in the proper order. Some of us get out of order. What do we say? Stay in your lane. Stay. Did you put your blinker on? You ain't even put your blinker on. And you just cut up in the altar. Just, well, how you gonna get in front of me? You are out of order. How you gonna get in front of me when you're supposed to be walking next to me? I'm just saying. I'm just saying, how you just gonna do what you want to do when you all out of order? What? We got this God, y'all, talking to us in these scriptures. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to what? Establish it. With judgment, to establish it, to make firm or stable, to introduce and cause to grow and multiply. You cannot be established in God if you are not aligned. Your alignment causes the order to take place that you may be able to be established. It's to bring into existence. It's to show the existence of truth of by evidence. Jesus has given us his evidence. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it. He going to speak that thing in his soul. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the... And God said, he could order that thing. He could command it because he is the prince. What? He got some authority, y'all. He's the king of kings and he's the Lord of lords. He can do whatever he want to do when he want to do it. And if he said that he was going to do something and ain't doing it when you want him to, get over it. And wait. Be patient. Be anxious for nothing. Because what did he say? Patience. The next thing after patience is what? Experience. I got to take you through some things that you may be able to understand some things before I allow this thing to happen or allow this thing to take place or give you this thing. Because if you don't go through this experience, you would not know how to appreciate it. You don't know how to handle it. You don't know how to deal with it. You don't know how to talk to it. You don't know how to accept it. And you sure don't know how to receive it. Come on, y'all. This is a book. I'm reading the book, y'all. He said he's going to establish us with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The Bible says the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform. What is zeal? And I keep telling y'all, zeal is a person who wants to do something. When you got zeal, it's a strong feeling of interest and enthusiasm that makes someone very eager or determined to do something. God wants to do this stuff for us. He wanted us to be in a place of peace. That's why he sent his son, Jesus. He was eager for us to understand, I forgive you. Go and sin no more. Why was he eager to tell us that? That's why he sent his son, so he could bear our sins. Because the way we was doing it and how we was doing it and sacrifice, it wasn't working out for us, y'all. It wasn't working out. So stop doing it the way you want to do it, the way you think it should be done, or how you think it should be done. Stop trying to change the order of the alignment. Stop. Because if we don't, we'll never get into that place of believing that we has justice of peace. And it's all through Jesus. It's all through him. So I got peace in my mind about any and everything God has said to me about me. I believe everything that God has said to me about me. I got peace in my mind about everything that God has ever had me to say or speak over anybody's lives, now, then, or even to come. Everybody that ever crossed my path and I came encounter with and even just had to smile at them. And the Lord was talking to me and I never said nothing to them. I got peace in my mind that what he said to me, it is so. I just believe God. He said, by faith, my hope can bring any and everything into manifestation in my life. Not just for me, but for you, any and everybody right now. Because I believe God. You got to believe it for yourself. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write down any and everything that has caused you to go into a place of doubt. Right now, you're going to shift it into believing God. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. I don't care what you heard. I don't care what you thought. I don't care what you're afraid of. Write it down. Write down all that stuff that put you in that place or make you think and believe that God is not what he say he is. Because he is all that. Ain't nobody like him. Nobody is like him. You got to believe he is just who you want him to be for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, you are my joy.
You my joy, Lord, when I feel like I'm sad and I can't get past this or can't get over that. Lord, I got peace that you are going to give me joy. I got peace in my mind, God, that you told me that even in the midst of the trouble, what I see or what I hear, that I should rejoice. So I'm going to rejoice. Even when I slip and fall, God, I believe, Lord, that you're going to pick me up because you said a just man falls 7 times. But he is not cast out. So I know that you have already engrafted me into your kingdom. I'm so annoyed. I just got some flaws. I got some troubles. I got some things that's going on, Lord, that I know. And I got enough faith in you to believe that when Jesus came, I was free from all that. So I ain't got to worry. I ain't got to be afraid. I ain't got to fear. I ain't got to walk around here and think and believe it ain't going to happen or it can't happen. Because I got enough peace inside of me and inside of my heart to know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. That's who you are. I want y'all to write these things down on a yellow sheet of paper. And after you write them down, put them on the altar. And when you come up here, please stay on the altar and start praying for your saints.
Sing this song with me. I want you to sing it like you've got
the victory. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, you are my joy within.
You are Jesus.
You are the shelter from the wind.
You're the forgiver.
You're the forgiver of my sin.
I had a lot of sin. Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus, you are, yeah.
If you left me, Jesus.
Where can I go?
Where can I go?
Who can I go?
Best friend can help.
Who can them
help? It ain't nobody. He holds you through it all.
Jesus.
I thank you for healing us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. There's so many troubles, God, that goes on in our minds and inside of our hearts, Lord, that we are broken even from the things of our past, from the things that people said, the things that people did, Lord. But yet, you healed us, Father God, in our thoughts and our minds, that we would not be ensnared or entrapped, Father God, by the things that we see and what we hear, Father God, because that person may have lied and that person may have not went forward in the things that they said that they was going to do, Lord. So it caused us to go into a place not being able to believe or even trust anything that they say. But right now, God, we know that you are healing us on today, God, that we will not even point the finger or wag the head or because of what they said or even because of what they did, God. But what we do know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, is that you are our Father, God. And even in the midst of it all, Lord, when we think that we are all alone, that you are going to father us. And a father is a person that takes care of us because you are concerned. You're concerned about what we do. You concerned about how people treat us. You concerned about what we got and what we don't have. You concerned about our health. Oh God, father your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let them know, God, that you are not just a counselor, but you are a wonderful counselor. Let your people know, Father God, that you justified it all when you sent your son Jesus. Let them know, God, that you are even our lawyer. You are a lawyer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And that even if we need to go see going to the courtrooms, we ain't even got to fight for ourselves. You said in your word, Father God, don't worry about what you're going to say. Don't think about what you're going to say if you're being asked this. Don't think about how you're going to say it if you're being done like this. But let me speak through you. Oh God, I got enough faith to believe, Father God, that you are my mouthpiece. Oh God. I got enough faith to believe, God, that you're going to regulate my mind and I'm not going to lose myself. I'm not going crazy because you are my counselor. You're going to advise me, God. I say keep your mind on me and I keep you in perfect peace, said the Lord. So I'm going to think about you, Father God, when that thing try to discombobulate me or that thing try to make me think and believe that this and that. Oh, God, I believe you, Jesus. Continue to follow me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when I do not know what way to go, when I do not know what way to turn. Oh, God, father me. Give me some instructions, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that I won't get stuck, so that I won't demasitate myself. How you the local see? That I won't castrate my own self. Hold my mind in the local see. Oh, God, father me, God. Stabilize me on today. Hey! Oh God, wrap me in my arms. Wrap me in your arms, God, in the name of Jesus. When I need somebody just to hug me and say it's going to be okay. When I need somebody to hug me and say you ain't bearing this alone. I got you. Oh, God. Wrap your arms around your people and father them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. When they feeling like they crushed. Oh, God. Fill them back up. Reconstruct us, Lord. Wrap us today. Wrap us today, God. Hold my mind in the local shut down. You say that we are your children. And even when our children, God, is acting disobedient or doing all manner of evil, wrap us in our arms as your children so that we may be able to learn how to wrap our children in our arms, God. Help us, Lord, that we may be able to get past the despair and the discrepancies in any of those shining that I can see. Help us, God.
Greater than you. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come.
You, God, is Alpha and Omega. You is God, and you are God all by yourself. You are almighty. You, God, has allowed us to have the access and the privilege, Father God, to your freedom. Your freedom, God. Free our people today, Father God. Free us, Lord. Free us, Lord. Free us, Lord. Oh, mama, nere loco, shanere la casilla. From any and every fear. Any and every person that ever threatened us, that caused us to go into a place of fear. You told us not to be afraid. And we got enough faith in you, God, that we have courage and not fear. Free us today, God, from our own selves and our own thoughts and our own decisions. Free us on today, God, that we may be able to be a Kashamnit and Okosia. See, as you manifest that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Every prayer, God, that's on the altar. Every prayer, Lord, he called it in the Okosia and Akasia. That's on the wall. Every prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's hidden down in the inside of our hearts, that we buried in our treasure chests. Oh, mama, nene loco, shan, nene la casilla. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to help us on today to know that you is any and everything that we need you to be. Oh, God, touch the marriages. Touch the lives of your people. Touch the children, God. Touch the mothers and the fathers, the aunties and the uncles, the nieces, the nephews, the siblings, Lord. Touch your leaders, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He called it and it shut up. Oh, God, touch in the most unusual way on today, Father God, as we activate our faith. Just say, I believe. I believe, God. I believe, God. Everything that you put on the altar, say, I believe, God, you're going to do it. I believe you're going to do it, God. I believe it's already done. Ah. Oh, my mind, little local see. Because you are. I believe you, God. Oh, my mind, little local see. Lord, we individually came to you and we utilized the access that you had given us, Lord. Oh, my mind, little local see. We utilize it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that we may be able to see results. Oh, my mind, let it all go shut, let it like I see it. Touch on today, Father God, and continue to activate the faith inside of your people as we stand on your word, because we know that your word is true, and that you cannot lie. Oh, because you are any and everything that we need you to be, God. Oh, God, touch right now. Touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Oh, my mind, in the local shining.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Touch right now, God. My head.
Shake off any doubt, y'all. Shake off any doubt. We will not doubt God. We will not doubt nothing that he said. We may be in a place of waiting, but I dare you to have patience. Because God is. We can't make nobody want God. We can't make nobody want God. Oh, mama, oh God, say the husbands, God. Say the husbands in their minds, Lord, that they will not continue to run astray. That they will not continue to run amok in their lives. Say the husbands on today, God. Stir some things up in their minds. Rearrange and align some things in their heart, God. And knowing that you are able. I'm studying in the gap. For every marriage right now, Father God. I'm studying in the gap right now, God. Because I know that you are able. And you are a God of unionship. You are a God of reconciliation. You are a God of sovereignty. Oh, you're sovereign. He said, I'm sovereign. You are sovereign. Hi, I know that you are able. I know that you are able, God. Oh, mama, the Lord said, you ain't walking backwards, but you're walking forward. I'm not gonna go back here. You're walking forward. I bind and rebuke every negative thought that we have in our mind concerning anything, anybody, and everything, and everybody. Because God is. Because God is. He turning some things around. I see a big old wooden wheel just turning. It's just turning. And it's working out in your favor. It's all going to work out for your good. It's all working out for your good. Thank you, Jesus, for working it out. Thank you, Jesus, for fixing it. Thank you, Jesus, for changing it. Hi, Yaba Hashangin la Kasia. Oh, mama, nina loco, shutting in la Kasia. Oh, baba, baba, shutting loco, see. We in the Lord say your faith has activated something to take place for you right quick. Right quick. Right quick. Hi, you little boy, shutting in la Kasia. He done settled some things for you.
If you believe that, lift up your hands.
Oh, mama, little loco, see. Lord said, don't get in his way.
What he said is
don't
true.
You get in his way.
He always comes.
Higher than low course. Sometimes we think we out the way and we standing in the way. Don't get in. We can stand in the way in our thoughts. Yeah, them thoughts are put us in the way. Father God, touch the man on today, Lord. Touch the man on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we won't get in your way. That we'll stay out the way. Establish your people, God, because we believe you. I believe what he says is true. I believe God. Everything that he said. I believe God.
I will choose
to believe.
I will believe.
Choose to believe everything that he said.
I believe.
Just choose to believe.
I believe God.
If he said it, it is so. I believe God.
I believe God.
It don't matter how long it takes.
I believe
God, every promise.
I will
what? You hear me? It's a test of your faith. You still gotta believe.
You must believe the report of the Lord. Make a choice.
You still gotta believe.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what
you still gotta believe.
How bad it looks. Trust God. Believe that He'll make a way for you. Trust His word. Choose to believe. Lord, we believe you. We receive from you.
I receive.
Thank you.
the storm. You can make it through the rain. You can make it through the trials. You can make it through the pain. Yes. And though you may not understand, there's a purpose, there's a plan. So I leave worship. You bring.
Of peace, and that's just Jesus. I love you guys so much. I pray that it was something that was said or done on today that continue to encourage you and lift you up in the hope and assurance and in expectation for the next. I pray I did. Say what he told me to say so that it can help somebody today. I love you guys in bits and pieces. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offerings. She went to go get you guys some water because I know y'all thirsty because I am. I love the Lord so much. I love him for coming to do what he do best, and that's seeing about us. He don't want us to be alone in this journey or thinking that we are alone in this journey. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. We'll get you guys some envelopes. Thank you, Jesus. Something God is about to take place. Thank you, Jesus. Some people gave me their tithes and their offering during the week. I gotta make sure I put that in there. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to continue to stand on the word of God, knowing and believing that he able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. Don't be deceived by what you see or even what you hear, because everything that you see and hear really ain't what it pertains to be. And just watch God. Watch God be God, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God today for his word. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. You're so gracious towards us, your people. We give you the glory and the honor, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know that any and everything that take place in this place, this sanctuary, in our lives, that you are the reason for it all. You are the sole source, the epitome, the Hector. You are all of it, God. We lift you up and give you the glory and the honor for being just who you are, and as God all by yourself. Oh, God, he called it, he locosia. We reverence you on today, Father God, and we thank you for the access and the privilege that you have given us to come to your throne. Oh, my mind, little local seed, touch your people, God. Touch them in their hearts and their minds, Father God, as we empty ourselves and declutter ourselves and cast our cares at your feet. Because we know, God, that you, Father God, got a zeal to make sure everything is all right with us individually. We thank you for that. We thank you in advance for what you are about to do. We thank you for lifting up some things, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We want you to know just how much we appreciate you. We want to give you our gratitude, Lord. Oh, God, we tell you we love you and that we appreciate you.